Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My
office. You have a ring light, don't you?
I do, but it's not on.
You bitch. You're like, oh, I don't even need that fucking light.
This is just my perfectly lit office.
I just glow.
If you guys could see the rest of it, though, that's why I have the camera facing like this corner, because the rest of it is a disaster.
Oh, the room is?
Yeah, it's like
we're
the
talking about your glowing
room.
Face anyway.
Yeah, not the room.
We're talking about your gorgeous face.
Uh-huh. It's like if there's too much light and I see myself, it's like,
yeah. You almost like to be in the shadows.
I do.
Just like, you just sit back.
Yeah, like in my bathroom, there's.
just like dark in the corner.
It's in my bathroom or even in like hotel rooms. Like if the bathroom has terrible lighting, I'll go do my makeup in like a poorly lit area.
No,
it's not really.
Because I'm ashamed.
Well, when we're at Bali had the worst lighting in every
single my
hotel.
Gosh. Oh yeah.
The worst.
Yeah. Just come out looking a little odd, but yeah, anyway. My house is a mess too, but I tried to like throw everything like behind the oven so you couldn't see it. I had Ruby turned 22 yesterday.
Oh shit, I forgot to text her.
Ah, yeah, fucker. That's okay.
I forget everything all the time. I'm texting her right now. Hi, BB. I'm sorry. I love you. Happy birthday.
No, so she turned 22 yesterday and she's so funny. She's like, Mom, will you have everybody over to your house? I was like, yeah, that's fine. But I'm thinking like just like immediate family. And so as the day is progressing yesterday, like the day of the party and I have to work, she's like telling me all these other people that she's invited. So like it went from like 12 to 20. And so I was like, well, fuck, I now I got to go back to the grocery store. And she's like, why? What's the big deal? I'm like, you clearly have never thrown a party. Really
no,
annoyed with you.
She has.
No, she has not. So yeah,
I think the most we've ever seen her do for a party that wasn't even a party was put all that time into making that stupid piece of like that table
thing. Board.
Yeah.
That table thing that's still sitting in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That painted table. It was for dye or whatever.
Yeah. Where you like throw the dye in the air and then you're like, guess what it's going to be. And then if you're wrong, which most times you are.
Yeah.
Right. Is it guess it?
I don't know.
You try to land it. I don't know.
No, I think you try to catch it. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Clearly, we don't know how to play this game, but it seems like it could have morphed from beer pong.
Yeah, but no, it's definitely a drinking game. I was always like so impressed that she was spending so much time as a, you know, underage drinker on a drinking game rather than, you know, school.
Everyone listening is like, oh my God, Gina, your daughter's was underage drinking.
Yes. Yes. She was underage drinking. Just like everybody does.
Just like every other teenager.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're saying, oh, not my teenager.
You're lying to yourself.
Yeah. Think again.
I mean, I can definitely tell you that I did not underage drink.
Well, Brooke, you are the, you know.
Well, no, you know what happened is that I'm the youngest of four and the older two siblings just made it look so fun. I thought, yeah, that seems like a good idea.
In other words, the opposite.
Yeah, no, they got into a lot of trouble and I was like, that seems like Bad News Bears. And it was.
Bad News Bears.
Here's where I'm at. I just showered.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah. I was worried you could smell me through this.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm a mess. As you might know, you know, when my hair's wet, it's wild. I'm getting my hair done on Wednesday.
That's exciting.
Oh boy. I actually was imagining, this is actually kind of funny. So me and my dad were at the ranch the other day and we were driving home and we were just having good father-daughter conversation, talking about all kinds of stuff, talking about how weird everything is right now. And with my dad, we don't get too, like, we don't get too serious on all the bullshit that's happening, you know, because he just doesn't give a shit. Like he does, but he does not want any of that to take up space in conversation. I know this now, to take up space in conversation that he has with his baby. He doesn't want that to be the conversation, right? So we were kind of having just like lighthearted conversation, but then we start talking about, you know, like what happens if there's a nuclear attack? So
valid. Good to have a plan. Good to have a plan.
Exactly. Yeah, super, lucky for me. Yeah. I come from you know, my dad's a redneck, you know, he's very, what's the word, Devin? He can like fix anything.
MacGyverish.
Yeah.
Like, Jack of all trades.
Yeah. You know, he can fix anything with a roll of duct tape and a roll of wire.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we were talking about, you know, I always assumed we had a lot of food storage, you know, growing up in Utah. Turns out we used to, and then it goes bad. So we threw it out. So we were talking about, you know, getting food storage or having things like that. And then also talking about the reality of like, what is really going to be an issue? What's going to be water, right? Even if it's, we're not impacted by the blast. This is the craziest conversation. The fact that we're even having this conversation is wild.
Yeah.
If we're not impacted by the blast, well, it's the
radiation.
It's everything in the air.
Is it radiation? So, no.
Yeah. It's a fallout.
Okay. Yeah. But everything in the air, you know, and so we're talking about like water and blah, 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 what we would need to do. And if something happened, we would just pack up and head up to the ranch. And he goes, but what if the roads were down? That'd be a long walk. That would be a long walk, but we would do it. And I said, Dad, we're going to need more horses to get us from A to B.
You're like, we need a stagecoach, like a
a wagon,
a wagon,
a wagon.
Yeah.
Covered wagon,
a covered wagon.
Yeah.
We need a covered wagon.
And not the kind my brother used to give me.
No, not that.
Yeah. Jack's
had this conversation. Yeah. Jack's a little turd. He tried to, he asked me if I wanted
a buttercup.
That's what it was. I was
You knew it as a cup of cheese.
Yeah. And then, and then you stopped at midway. You yelled like, what? Don't do it. Gina, do you know what a buttercup is? Cause I was like,
no,
sure.
Meanwhile, Jax is like, has his hand getting ready.
He's
to
just
go down
getting ready.
Pants. Yeah. Because he's like 4 years old at this time.
Yeah.
He's little and wild.
Yeah. Anyway, no, but I was going to say, it's funny. I've had that conversation with people recently about like what happens, you know, in a nuclear attack. I'm going to tell you, like, if it's like Armageddon, I just want to die.
I thought about that.
I don't want to live after that.
No.
Have you watched any of those movies? Like, oh my God, like that just seems awful.
I mean,
just let me die.
What movie? Oh my goodness. Excuse me. My burrito. What movie did I just watch? Oh, I had never seen it. Fantastic movie.
Which one?
Book of Eli.
Oh yeah.
Incredible. Oh, Devin.
Yeah.
You have to watch it.
Denzel. And he has the Bible memorized.
Because you know,
they've burned all the books. Yeah.
Oh. Well, he has like it memorized, but he has like the last like King James Bible. And remember,
he had it memorized.
No, he did have it memorized, but that's because he had to like give it to the guy who was after that girl. Remember?
Yeah.
And he gets it, but because he has it memorized, he sits there and recites it, and someone writes it down.
Yeah.
In the after fact. But when you watch these people, you know, it's like Waterworld or, you know, Mad Max.
Like Mad Max.
dude. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, dude. Shit. So my mind goes to this, like, all right, so we're gas is going to be hard to come by. We're going to have to learn how to hotwire cars in case we need to get somewhere. We're going to have to, like,
yeah,
you know, if there's a car on the side of the road, going to have to take it. My mind was going crazy. And what I thought about was this. I started picturing myself with like a buzz cut.
It wasn't bad.
That's oh, I didn't tell you it would be bad.
Because I started thinking like
it would be bad.
I started thinking like, I mean, look at this.
No, a buzz cut?
Well, no, I started thinking like oh, a flat man. Top. What am I, like the Terminator? Or am I Iceman.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
High and tight.
And top, yeah, and top tight. Gun. That's funny.
But and you guys listening, you know, my brain, it goes wild places. Sometimes me and Gina, we start talking about one thing, all of a sudden we're like into something completely different.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about, I think I talked about this with you. I did last time. The girl that I heard that tested her hair and it said there was lots of radiation.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so then I was thinking like, oh no, you know, all the radiation, all the fallout, like hair is going to be real terrible. Going to have to just cut it off. And then I also thought, I just
imagine from the radiation, just like patches missing, like all like different lengths and just like, yeah, just like skin scabs.
Yeah. Like all of a sudden my mullet is like the coolest thing ever. Naturally.
Your hair just cuts itself.
It's just like, finally. Yes.
Somewhere I can thrive.
Yeah. No more hiding my true self. But I was watching TikTok and I came across this ad and it was for the water guys.
Okay.
We've talked about this and I've really thought there had to have been this product out there somewhere. Right. I was like, I'm so sick. What have we've talked about so many times, Gina, when we travel and we're like, the water is garbage.
Oh yeah.
Where the water is garbage.
Yeah. Like a way to filter it.
When we were in Montana, we're in the fresh water. We get out and our hair feels so good. You get in a shower. You're like,
Ugh.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we had talked about how can we create like a traveling shower head that you could take with you that would filter out crap in the water. They have it. I ordered.
See? Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
And it said,
I guess the only issue would be like, does it fit on every?
So it is
spigot pretty, that comes out.
It's pretty okay. Universal.
Okay.
So I just ordered one to try it out. They also have them for your tap.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
So you're thinking that's going to help you in during a post-apocalyptic.
No. I just started
running thinking. Around with her shower head.
Becomes a super hot commodity.
Yeah, seriously. Just over there filtering buckets of water with your shower head.
You're like, how is Brooke's hair so glorious? I'm over here protecting my hair.
And you showering.
Over, I'm over here
filtering drinking water.
Oh, I just started thinking about
like, it always survival. Goes back to the hair.
Yeah.
Survival. Like I'm trying to like figure out how we keep the hair nice. Gina's over there fashioning eyelashes out of daddy long legs.
No, I'm past the eyelash phase. I've clearly gotten over that.
No, but what I was thinking when I saw it, well, they showed you can also get like a water testing thing, like to test water when you travel or wherever.
I'd probably rather not do that.
And it just, they were talking like, about
ignorance
how,
is bliss.
Yeah. They were talking about just like how there's so much like chlorine in all mm-hmm. of our water, you know, and they tested it, showed it, put like drops in it and then unscrewed the shower head, put the new one on, put water in it, tested it. And it was like significantly better. And it just made me think because I never really considered that kind of stuff was in our water. I just thought like minerals, you know, just depending on where our water was from. Like when we were in Escalante, you know, like there were so many minerals in that water.
Felt like there was like a lot of iron or something.
Yeah. You could smell it.
Yeah.
And so then I was thinking, it's like, you know, they talked about why you'd get out of the shower and it's like, your hair's getting dry and brittle. Your skin's really dry. It's from the water. So you guys, I don't know when it's going to get here, but when it does, I will definitely report back.
Please do.
Yeah. But if not, you know, a buzz cut, it will work if I had to do it.
Dude, I would love to see you in a buzz cut. I would just look like, if I had a buzz cut, I would just look like, you know, somebody hit me with a shovel in the back of the head. I have the weirdest head. Oh, it's not that bad. I mean, if you could like wear makeup with it, but if you had no makeup with it.
Look like a little boy.
Yeah.
And I'm getting older. So I look like an older little boy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, then, yeah, you'd just be an older boy.
Oh. But, you know, I still have that round face.
Right.
You'd still kind of look young. I'd be like an older boy that still passes for a young boy.
Right. Like a Benjamin Button type thing.
Yeah. Well, that was a tangent, you know, I didn't really plan on going on, but that's how we start these things. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina and Devin.
Devin. Hey, hello. Devin. I'm going to just scream at you every time you're on. No, it's funny. I want to go back to this post-apocalyptic thing though.
Let's keep
having this. I was having this discussion with somebody and they were saying, which I had not thought of, he goes, you know, that the thing is that in that situation, you'd probably have a completely different friend group. Because you would base it off of like people's skills.
Survival.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, think about it. Like you have like all these friends that you've been so close with and everything. And you're like, well, Gina doesn't really have much to give to this group. She's out, you know, like they would have to have some kind of skill.
Yeah. I think that for you to survive at all.
Yeah.
You're going to need to get here.
Yeah, probably. I think that I would just honestly, if I saw like the fire or the plume, I would just run towards it.
I think you would. And then I think right as you get into it, you'd be like, wait a minute.
Never mind. I'm too scared.
And you run back and you're calling me up. I'm on my way. Devin calls you.
I'd be like, come get me.
I don't think I can make it. No, Gina's
I was scared to be in France by myself.
I was going
to
say, what would actually happen is like, you'd find yourself in some sort of area where you felt safe, where people weren't trying to like steal all your shit or kill
eat
you
me. Yeah.
Yeah, or eat you. Yeah. And then you would just be videoing where you are and you'd be on like 2% and you'd be sending it to me. And then you'd do a quick little face video like this, like the Blair Witch Project. Like, I don't know where I am. Come find me, please.
I would. I just send you my location. Oh my God. That's funny. But yeah, like we were trying to think about like what skills we would have. I'm like, well, I mean, like I can cook.
Okay. Let's think. I don't know. We're not post-apocalyptic yet. Right. It's like it's the beginning.
Yeah.
What are the things that we need?
Yeah.
And pieces of equipment. Like what types of things do we need? You definitely need someone who has like a water purifier.
You're going to have your shower head. So we're good there.
That's been a great, and that is very true.
Yeah. We could boil water.
We can boil it.
We need a lighter.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to work really hard job, on Gina. Learning how to,
we need a lighter.
Hey, I'm going to work.
We're
really
going to need
hard.
Some, we're going to need some steel wool.
No, I'm going to make myself a hot commodity I'm going to learn how to make fire with sticks.
Yeah.
I'm going to like seriously work on that. Yeah. All these people are going to be running out of, I'll just be over there.
You get those old, like,
By the time it happens though, I'll just have like arthritic hands, like won't even be able to do my skill anymore. Just be like,
yeah, but by that point, you've figured out how to do it with your feet.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. So that's going to be my skill. So what's yours going to be, Dev? Brooke's got a shower head.
I've got the medical stuff down.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I can be your...
You're a person. We're like, you bring the, but you got to like stockpile some meds.
Yeah.
Antibiotics is going to be a big one.
Okay. We're going to need to find somebody. I mean, cause I've been looking into it, but unlike you, Gina, I'm not sure I can really learn all that I'll need to about botany, you know, like how it could do like herbal medicine.
Mm-hmm. But you want to be a witch. Become a witch.
No.
I'm going to. I'll become a witch.
I don't think that's a good idea because I think you'd be definitely the first person to go because everyone would be after you.
Oh, well, no, I don't think so. Oh, because it's going to be like a religious takeover.
No,
they're like, I just burn, mean, her. Like,
burn her.
Burn the witch.
No, I mean, because if you've got witch skills and you can build fires with your feet, everyone's going to want you. Not only are they going to want you for entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to want you for entertainment. You're going to be a gesture.
I'm going to be too hot a commodity is what you're saying.
Too hot. Cool her off.
I'm just in too much demand.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we need. Okay, so I think, Devin, you also need to learn about plant medicine.
Okay.
You know, because if we run out of your stockpile, what are we going to do?
This is true.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I'll buy a book.
Next time we're on here, all of a sudden, like in the background, you just see like vials and things like, it's like a full lab going
on. She's got the goggles. Yeah. She's got the goggles. She like takes them off. Puts them on her head. She's like, all right, guys.
The science guy. funny.
Yeah. You know plants. And then what we can do too is you let me know what are the things we got to start growing. And then I'll have Dad put it in the garden.
Okay.
Well, and I think that we can really rely on some of those tactical skills that you're getting.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Listen, we've already got, I will say.
You're going to be security.
The next thing I'm about to say some people might not like it, but you know what? The truth is the truth, guys. We already figured it out. My dad, you know, if we're at the ranch and we got people coming in because we got cows, right? We got stuff and they're like, where's the witch? Where's the witch?
I mean, I'm going to be in there. Everyone's going to be coming for me.
Where's the witch? Already planned out that my dad, he's got his long range rifle. He's going to be up on top of the house. He'll be picking them off far away.
Nice.
I'll be down in front cleaning up the ones that are
just rolling. Oh, perfect.
And then if anyone gets injured, Gina's like, or Devin's like, I got it. And my nephew just passed his EMT class and he's going into the advanced EMT, but he'll be right there to help Devin. He'll be like, all right, what do you need, doc? What do you need, doc?
Dude, it's perfect, man. Well, I guess I'm not going to die. I guess he'll be alive.
You'll be alive.
Yeah. And you'll be thriving.
I was going to say, you'll thrive. The thriving will be, it'll be different than it is.
I can maybe like start like my own cult.
Well,
I mean, I've always wanted to be a cult leader. I'm just kidding.
I don't think you should put that out in the universe because as a country, we're not heading in a great direction. You know, next thing you know, Gina's started a cult and and what they do, they just whittle wood with their feet and start fires.
I just want people to serve me. That's all. I mean, I'm not really going to teach them anything. I just want them to serve me.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That's what you have kids for.
Just want to be served. That's true. That's true. Yeah. That's what you have kids for.
Gina's like, that's what they were supposed to do?
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, Gina wants slaves. Great. Cancel her. It's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. It was just a joke. Just kidding.
It's a joke.
Don't burn me.
It's a joke.
I'm not a witch.
I'm not a witch. Yeah, no, I mean, like, I don't know. Would you rather live? So I think somebody said this to me the other day. Cause like Handmaid's Tale's out.
Yeah.
Are you guys watching this?
I have not caught up. I have to catch up.
Would you rather live the last season right now? Okay, me too. Dude, would you rather live in Gilead, which is like Handmaid's Tale haven, or like post-apocalyptic?
Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic,
dude. Fuck that noise. Yeah.
If I'm gonna go down, I'm gonna go down standing, you know, trying to take care of Gina and Devin and, you know, mostly Gina because, you know.
Because Devin can take care of herself.
Well, Devin will be the one that will also be taking care of Gina. We'll be taking care of you because
thanks, guys.
You know, you get hurt, I can keep you calm and make sure no one else is coming to hurt you. But Devin's got to save your life.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Cause who else is going to start your fire?
Not me.
Exactly. We just got to save our feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
save my feet.
They amputate my feet and just use them to.
No, it's just like, we get into, it's like at a point where there's no more shoes, right? Like shoes are gone, but we're constantly, we're on the lookout for shoes constantly to protect those feet.
Protect those feet.
They're a hot commodity.
How did we, where did we go?
You started this
fires with my feet.
Okay. 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 Well, let's reel it in. Let's reel it in.
But no, what I was thinking about with Handmaid's Tale though, I have to be honest. Like, I mean, like you, okay. You're probably like prime, you know, baby making. So you'd be a handmaid.
Well, technically no. You know, as everyone knows where my hormone levels are at.
Oh,
we're getting we're getting them back together though, you know. Yeah. So I can make baby.
I can make baby.
Just haven't done it yet. So
okay, well,
I'm gonna be a hot commodity for my uterus.
Yeah. Okay.
We gotta protect your feet. You guys got to protect my uterus.
Oh, I'm going to be in the colonies in Handmaid's Tale. They have zero use for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Same here.
Devin, no, you're probably going to be, at Jezebel's. You're going to be a hooker.
You and I could see happening. This is the reality of what would happen too. Let's say you're in the colonies, Jeanine, and, I'm the handmaid that, you know, maybe you're with a, you know, with a guy and they line me up and I'm over there like, please. Oh, Gina Marie.
No, the colonies are like, you're only with women and it's like out. You've got to watch it again.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Anyways,
I'm like cleaning up radiation all the time. Yeah. So my teeth are going to be falling out, my hair. Yeah. Until I drop dead. Yeah. So, okay. You're going to be up on the wall.
Well, what I was imagining would be if I was in a situation where you could kind of try and save me.
Yeah.
I feel like what would happen is you might be like,
yes. Just looking behind me, like, yeah. Wait, anybody else?
No, it'd be like this. I'd be over there, like, looking at you and being like, and you'd be like, I think, hey, where's the bathroom?
Just the worst friend ever. Oh my God. No, I would totally try to save you.
I would
bungle it. Is that a word? Bungle?
It is now. Yeah, describe that word to me. I don't know.
I would bungle. I don't know. Like I feel like it's like from Scooby-Doo or something, like those bungling kids or those bungling. No.
It's definitely not from Scooby-Doo.
Bungling idiots.
Yeah. Bungling idiots.
Yeah.
We do.
Bungling.
Yeah. It's like screwing it up.
Ah.
Or meddling. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what bungling is. Oh.
Well, bungling is now screwing it up.
Now
you would bungle it.
I would bungle it. That's funny.
I think you were thinking like those mangy kids.
Well, that too. Yeah. That too. But I feel like they said somewhere in like an old cartoon, they talk about bungling.
Well, bungling is now screwing it up.
Yeah.
In my book.
Yeah. Don't bungle it. Don't bungle it, Gina.
Don't bungle it up.
All right. But shit's getting weird, right? We need to be able to have shelter.
Yeah.
Food. If you have a garden, you can say goodbye to that. Because if there's radiation. So my dad brought that up. He was like, you know, in Hiroshima, there were people that just like settled where they were, had a garden. They all ended up dying because the fallout gets in your food. So that's that's why we need food storage. And my dad was talking about water. If we were talking about here, he goes, well, you know,
generator,
but then you need gas.
Gas.
Mm-hmm. And then we talked about how up at the ranch, like we have two wells. We're actually going to drill another one, but one of them is solar powered, which is great. Yeah. However, if we get a bunch of shit in the air, messes up our sun, you know?
Yeah. That might not be a problem. Sun.
Yeah. Yep. So then I was like, how about collecting snow? And my dad's like, and I was like, before I even said anything, I was like, yes, comes from this guy. Yes, radiation.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Yes. I don't know. I think we're going to have to live off of, like, I don't know, some Campbell's soup. I feel like that.
And I just picture us in the scene in Mad Max, the big water truck. You're talking about with the guy on the front of it. I think that was a water truck.
Such a weird, weird freaking movie. I loved it. I love all Mad Maxes, but yeah, very weird.
Devin, what else do you think you would need in that situation?
I think we'd definitely need, we would need somebody who knows how to, like, reload ammunition.
That is what I really would love to learn how to do. So I got you guys there. Do I know how yet? Not a clue. Do I want to figure it out? Yes, because I feel like that would then make me super valuable.
What do you mean? Wait, you don't know how to reload ammunition?
Reload the bullet.
Got it. Okay.
And then that would also mean that we need to start getting is not only do I need to know how to reload, but got to figure out how to buy a bunch of primers.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a primer. That's what goes in the back of the ammunition that shuts it off.
Oh. Right.
You don't have primers, can't do anything with it.
I was thinking I'd like to become, like, proficient in, like, a bow and arrow.
Well, I have a bow.
Yeah. Like, I would love to, like get really good at bow and arrow.
Me too. That's something I've wanted.
You could also say,
but I feel like you just, like, run out of arrows. Like, do you ever, like, watch, like, when they're like ching, 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 and it's like, where the hell are they getting all those arrows?
That's a movie. The movie's fake. But we could have a bunch of them, and then we're gonna have to retrieve them. Also, just say
strings and just pull them back out.
Say, like, did you get him? Like, no, my string line was too short.
Like a fishing line. No, like a fishing line. It could just be like, and then just be, and then
I got one.
Reel them in.
Hey, say archery.
Archery.
Yeah, you want to be really good at archery.
Yeah, I want to be an archer.
Yeah. Well, just archery instead of, I really want to go, I want to be really good at bow and arrow.
I want to be good. I want to be a bow and arrowing witch.
I want to. You guys, Gina does not want to be a witch.
Are you worried that people are offended by that?
No, I just,
I'm going to start celebrating the winter solstice.
Oh man, you're going to start being like, happy new moon. Yes. Happy new moon.
Yes.
I will just don't ever say happy new moon to me.
All right.
But if there isn't a big moon outside, like, hey, there's a big old moon outside. And I'm like, let's go see it.
Okay. Point taken.
We have cows. We're working on getting chickens. Dad said he doesn't want to handle the chickens, so the chicken people have to handle it. I guess that's the rest of us.
I know. I was like, who are the chicken people? you're the chicken person.
My mom was like, we were talking about it yesterday because we were up at Cal Ranch store, and they had a really adorable chicken coop outside that looks like a tiny little house, little blue house.
Yep.
And me and my mom were looking at it. We loved it. And then my mom was like, but I don't want to kill him. Cause we were leaving the store and there was this machine out front. It was a feather plucker. And I was like, huh, it looked weird. I'm like, how does that even work? My mom's like, oh no, I'm not killing chickens. And I was like, my dad's like, well, you have to. And she's like, I'm not going to be the one to kill chickens. I was like, mom, but you'll shoot a deer. She's like, well, yeah. Cause we eat it. And I'm like, yeah. And then you eat chicken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she goes, yeah, but you don't just shoot it. You have to go and it's the neck or something. And I said, I was like, honestly, it probably happened by accident. Like if you just happen to like go to get the chicken and they're going like, they're freaking out and you grabbed it, it'd probably scare you enough that you'd probably go, ooh, and it would just
grab the neck.
It'd be on accident. And that's how you have to do it. You got to eat.
Yeah.
You know,
I have such an issue with food already. Like if I'm like eating a steak and I'm thinking of the cow, I can't eat the steak anymore. Like I have to like trick myself.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah. Like I have to like Like, if people are talking about it, I'll get super grossed out by it.
I mean, it's just the reality of the situation. It's not like a happy thing, but if...
No, I'm saying it's not that it makes me sad. I could give a fuck. It
grosses you out?
Yeah, it grosses me out. Like, I'm like, ooh, I'm eating that flesh.
Like, you'd be like a terrible witch.
No, I know.
No, I know. See, guys, I was joking. It was a joke. You'd be a terrible witch.
I've already failed.
No, I understand. It's not really a thing that's fun to think about.
Yeah, it grosses me out.
Although I actually, when I was little, I used to love watching my dad skin deers.
Oh, you're weird.
But I also was, my mom told me when I was young, I used to watch, my dad had knee surgery. You know how they have a video of it? My mom said when I was young, I used to love watching the video.
Oh my God. You're like a psycho. Yeah. You probably loved watching Hannibal Lecter too.
But there are things that cross the line. Like, cause I have weird phobia.
Like wearing somebody's face.
Well, yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Even just like the ones where they put the bodies in the ground and then the mushrooms grow on them.
Oh, you're talking about the Hannibal, the show.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Did you watch The Dahmer?
No, but I was going to start it.
Oh,
dude, I almost started it last night and I didn't. I was like, you need to go to bed. Don't, if you turn this on, I'm going to.
You don't want to watch that right before
you go to bed. I'll be locked in.
Yeah.
Next episode. Yes.
Yeah. And then you just have like nightmares.
Home alone.
Yeah. Well, you know, I already have a ghost here.
Yeah. You have ghosts that follow you everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
haunted. I'm haunted. It's not the house. I am haunted. They're just attached to me. Did you ever watch, there was like a scary movie that was about like when they would take a picture, you could see the thing.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be behind you.
No. And it was just like, it was like
on your shoulders,
like a back.
The Grudge. It was The Grudge, wasn't it?
It was something like that. It might've been The Grudge.
I think it was. It was one of the movies that came out. That's around the same time or same concept as The Grudge. Yes. Cause I remember seeing it because there was someone who was there like, and she was up on their back.
Yeah. That's what I have right now.
Like this.
I'm wearing my ghost as a backpack right now, basically. Yeah. But yeah, I was watching.
You're like, why does my, oh yeah. Because remember how the person in the movie, they were like becoming decrepit. Like they're, and then there was a picture and it was because there was a person on them the entire time.
Maybe that's why I have back problems. Creepy, it's all coming together now.
Creepy.
So I was watching Dahmer by myself and it was
just because we forget. You remember how last episode I said, I forget that we're talking and everyone's listening.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Hey guys.
Remind them or just let them know a little bit of what Dahmer is.
So if you haven't seen Dahmer, there was a serial killer back in like the '90s that was caught that he basically, and I remember when this happened and I think he was in, Deb, do you remember where it's at?
Milwaukee.
And he basically was caught. He would take men home and he would kill them and, you know, dismember them and eat them. So, and I remember when this came out and it was like, oh my God. But when you watch the show, it's so much more in detail and you realize how absolute, I mean, you already know this person has to be sick, right?
Right.
But like he is really sick, like really, really sick. So, I was almost towards the end of it. And there's this one part that happened on the show. And I fucking kid you not, my hall light over there, like it's like the entry light
turned on.
Nope. It turned
flickered
off. It flickered, turned off, and then turned back on. And I was like, all I said, all I did.
Hello?
I looked over and I was like, not tonight.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are not welcome here.
We're not welcome here. Not tonight. Come on.
See, exactly why you can't be a witch. Cause you need to be able to say that every time they keep trying to come at you.
Yeah.
When they're crawling up your bed.
I mean, I'm wearing them. I wear them.
So. You're like, you also like, I was just picture like, oh man, I've seen too many scary movies, but like, you know, the crazy ones that are like, they're crawling up the wall.
Oh yeah. And they do like all those like weird jerky moments.
Yeah.
Or they're on your ceiling.
Yeah. Oh, looking down, their heads like around backwards.
Yeah.
And then they go. Man.
Oh God. You're scaring me just watching you do that.
I'm scared.
God, you're so good at it though.
I am.
Dude, you need to be cast as a little, like a scary little monster in a movie.
I better start stretching.
Yeah, seriously.
Is she breakdancing? Or
like a cross between breakdancing and like you're just really itchy.
Yeah. Yeah,
you got an itch you can't scratch.
I'm so weird.
Oh my God. All right, guys. You're going to have to watch the video for that one.
But yes, yeah. That does look like a really good.
It's a crazy area. Show.
I mean,
it's a crazy show. Yeah. It's great.
Well, I didn't even make it through the first episode, Gina. Like I was watching it by myself at night.
And you're like, nope.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, like this is going to be good. And then I started watching it. Whew, that first episode is intense.
It gives you a lot. Yeah. It's, I mean, there's definitely, so like everybody knows I love horror. Like if you know, you listen to this, you know, I love horror, all that, but I don't love, I like to be scared, but not grossed out.
Right.
And it's like, it's a show that there are parts that are very, I definitely fast forwarded through some, I love the guy that plays Dahmer. He mm-hmm. also is in all the American Horror Stories,
right.
or like a lot of them or something. I can't remember his name, but yeah, there's definitely, I could see how it's, yeah. If you are not as ill as I am, how you would have to turn that off to go to bed. Cause yeah, it's tough to watch.
Yeah. I was like, I think this is something I should watch during the day. Maybe how I start my mornings.
Right. Yeah.
With coffee and the sun coming through.
Yeah. Coffee and a little cannibalism.
Maybe all my dogs close by.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And you know, it's really interesting is that you'll watch it. And it's bizarre to me to go back in time because there's so many things that people could not get away with now mm-hmm. that he got away with.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, right. it's really interesting. Cause like you would hear that story in today's day and you'd be like, how did he get away with it for so long?
Well, right. I don't,
you have to watch it.
Well, yes. I'm just saying yes.
And then you'll know what I'm talking about.
I'm saying yes and no. Cause I mean, there's things that are just as fucked up that are happening and have been happening that people just sweep it under the rug. If it's
no, right I agree with you that, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the, how many times
things go down.
Yeah. You need
I did.
To watch
I just watched the trailer. I just watched the trailer last night. Cause you know how on Netflix on your computer or even on the TV too, like mm-hmm. if you scroll to one, if you don't click on it, it will still start playing the trailer.
Yeah.
Like the preview.
Yeah. And then like sometimes you don't want to see it. So you're like frantically trying to turn it.
Yeah. And it has the part where his neighbor is calling and she's like, you keep saying you're going to send somebody, you never send anyone.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
so it's not just that. It's even like so many of like the near, it's like he almost wanted to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so it's like, he's so sloppy and everything, but it's just like, because of the times and what people didn't really know at the time, he ends up skating through and getting away with it. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. And when he gets caught, I mean, I don't think this is not like a spoiler. When he gets caught, he just basically doesn't even want a lawyer. He just spills everything.
Right.
He just wants to tell everything.
Yeah.
It's like he knew he was sick, but yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Do you remember watching the show on the documentary that was on Netflix that was called something to do with like killing cats?
Don't fuck with cats.
Yes.
Yeah. That was gnarly.
I mean, and that person, the only way they even got to where they were going to try and actually find this person was this online chat group of people who were like, you know, at home investigators.
I know.
Like through a Facebook group or something.
Yeah.
And that person, it went on for a long time.
That person was a very sick individual.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Amazing. It's, I don't remember all the details of that.
Well, I know that there was like a video of a guy like lighting a cat on fire.
Yeah. But then doesn't he kill somebody also?
Yeah. Yes. And this person was like kind of, it was in Canada, I think.
Yeah.
I think they traveled to a bunch of different places.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It was bizarre. Yeah. There's some sick individuals out there.
Yeah, there are.
but not you guys.
None of you.
Not you and not me.
Not you guys, though.
I hope not.
I sure hope none of you out there are sick in the head like that.
It reminds me of that time. Remember when I was living in Santa Cruz and I got a random phone call and I answered my phone and this person, it was a guy.
Oh yeah.
Talking to me about, just jumps right into a conversation about like, hey, is this working? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, hey, so I've really been looking for a CrossFit gym to join. And I was like,
oh, how'd you get my number?
Yeah. And this was like a prime example of stage fright in a way. And I think we talked about this kind of idea a long time ago, but for women, but this obviously happens to men and women, whatever, but like for women, this moment of like, I'm like a strong individual who I feel like I can take care of myself and I would, you know, protect myself and et cetera. But a moment of like that, where I was like, almost so much stage fright where I was like, and I go like this, I was like, well, I think that what I would do is I would just Google gyms around you and then try them out. And the person goes, you live in Santa Cruz, right? And I didn't respond. He goes, I'll see you around.
Oh,
that was a real conversation, you guys. And I was like, I hung up and I was like, I looked at my ex and I was like, the fuck?
That's so scary.
And I received a phone call later on and I didn't answer it. And a person texted me from this phone number. And
it was a different phone number?
It was a different phone number and texted me from this phone number. And it basically, they sent me a link and it said, hey, I just wanted to give you a heads up. Your information, your phone number, your information is kind of circulating.
I remember that. Yeah.
And they sent this link of where all that was at and I didn't want to open it. So I think I
didn't they have my address? Yes,
dude, they forwarded it. I forwarded it to Tommy and he opened it because I didn't want to open it on my phone.
Yeah.
And it goes to this website where you can live if you pay money. And this is terrifying that this is happening. It's probably even way more advanced and crazy than
I think we've talked about this before. Happened. Yeah.
But we had all of my information. They had my closest friends, their names, addresses. It had, I mean, so much information that you can just go on websites, pay some money, know anything about anybody.
Yeah. That's so creepy.
It was insane. Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. I feel safe.
And I just wonder like what kind of people are like paying so that they can like figure out where you live. Like that's such a violation. Mm-hmm. You know, like we were talking about like the whole, we've talked about it on this podcast before, like the idea of like fans, owning a part of you or like just getting like Justin Bieber. Wasn't it Justin Bieber? Like where they just showed up at his house. Remember? It was like,
something like that. But we also talked to our buddy Keaton, the Muscle, who mm-hmm. people were showing up to his house. He was where he lived in Salt Lake, just showing up, knocking on the door. And he was like, this is my home.
Yeah.
Bye.
You don't just show up.
My kids are in the house.
Like, yeah. I don't know you.
Like, I just really wanted to see where you live. You're like, okay, creep.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, I guess, you know, that's the downside to the, you know, where we are in the world where everyone kind of shares every bit of
their life. It's true. You know, I feel like those people that just show up at your house are the same people that buy like old cop cars.
You know, and those
fucking weird.
Dude, those guys always tick me off when I'm driving and you're like, oh God, am I speeding? And then they roll up next to you and it's just like some hoodlum.
Yeah.
Still has the light thing on the side and it's like an old white car. And
it's got like the big spotlight. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
And now undercover cops are in like Honda Civics. You're like, I never would have known that. Never would have saw that coming. Here's my registration and my license. Here you go. Hey, don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Yes, hate the player. No, I do. It's like, I'll be like a stoplight or something. And like, it just happened the other day. And I just was looking at the person like, what is wrong with you? What are you doing? What are you doing in that thing?
They're like, honestly, it's all I could afford.
I know. I just don't think it should be allowed.
Yeah, I know.
Like they
weird.
Literally, it just like, leave it as a regular cop car, except they just like take the
decals,
over the decals or take them off. You're like, that just doesn't seem right.
Take the lights off the top.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super weird. Anyway. Well, should we wrap this up?
Yes.
Okay.
You got to be somewhere. And so do I.
I do. Devin, I'm sure you got to be somewhere. You got to clean your room.
She needs to clean my office.
Clean your office.
She needs to get Steven to the Air Force so she can move here.
Oh yeah.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Working on it.
Are you moving to Utah?
Eventually.
Yeah.
I'll splitting time and then hopefully they're full time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got I just have one more person to visit. Oh, hey, I did have one
question.
Send email in. It's a very easy for us to answer. I'll let you answer it, Brooke. This is from Lindy Myers and it's just labeled ham. And she says, I'm looking for a new super comfy blanket for my couch. Well, like she says, for me couch.
For me couch.
Yeah, for me couch. While I was searching online last night, I remembered the ham. Do you happen to know the brand name of the ham? Thanks, ladies. Lindy. We do know.
Yes. It's from
Minky
Couture.
Yes.
And it is a Utah-based company, but you can probably just find them on Instagram or just Google.
No, you definitely can because I bought them online.
Yeah. Minky. Hey, get your new favorite couch ham at Minky Couture.
Couch ham. I know. Mine is definitely a staple on my couch.
Oh yeah. I've got,
try to steal it.
I've got a few of them.
Yeah.
And the most recent blanket that I bought.
You're just like swimming in, just drowning in hams.
I just love hams.
I was like swimming in hams. That doesn't make sense.
It'd be hard. Yeah. You could
just
like
treading water.
You could scoot through like a honey baked ham that's spiral cut.
Scoot through. Oh my God.
All right.
So stupid.
On that note, you guys are like, you've talked enough nonsense. If you feel around like, 2 to 5% dumber after listening to this, we apologize.
we'll probably get all sorts of comments.
But if anything
else, who the fuck gave these people a podcast?
They're still saying
that. We don't know.
If anything else though, we know you've got some laughter, which means you may be a little dumber, but you have extended your life expectancy.
Perfect.
Perfect.
It's a little catch 22 there.
Yeah. You got a caveat.
Yeah. Hey, you got to sacrifice to live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey guys, thanks so much. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe.
Devin's
view. 5-star rating. Oh yeah.
5-star rating. 5-star warning.
Yes. Yep. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.